So many things potentially to speak about because we have Pesach Sheni coming up, Lag BaOmer, Shavuos already. We have some time, Mitzvah Hashem, to speak about. But Lag BaOmer is one of those days in the whole Inyan of Shimon Bar Yochai that in the Chitzonius doesn't seem like it's such a big Inyan because it's not a Daraisa. It's not a Darabanan. It's really just a minhag. I spoke a couple years ago, about the inyan of a minhag, how it comes from a very high place, almost from the shayrish of Torah itself. But the fact that the tzaddikim are meyid and it's become such an inyan to be oyle l'regel, to Meron, to Rajbi, how they come in the hundreds of thousands today is testimony to the fact that this is not a small inyan. It's a very, very big inyan. In fact, I'll just share with you something which happened yesterday. Chavivusa de Milsa. So my brother, living in Eretz Yisrael, he's moving next week across the street. So he called up my Rebbe, Rav Motel Zilber, and he said, I'm moving on Monday/Tuesday, and Lag BaOmer is going to be on Sunday. My wife is a little bit nervous that if I'm going to be pooped from going to Meron, it's quite an inyan. So may I have the strength to move the next 2 days. So my Rebbe said, it's not such a kasha. It's Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. We can do both. I'm not moving on Lag BaOmer. And secondly, it's too big of an inyan not to go. It's not something which could be passed up. The tzaddikim were made. It's a big inyan. And I added just to my brother, I told him, I said, okay, let's say it takes a lot of time and a lot of toil and so on. And it's a schlep. You have to go through the whole night, the whole day, and make your way through hundreds of thousands of people on the roads. And he said, but one Mesiras Nefesh for this inyan, for Shimon Bar Yochai, on one day can pater you from hundreds of shibun for the rest of the year. That's a shayla. It's a shayla. To go to the tzaddik like this, tzaddik yisrael olam. The emes is that the whole inyan of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as he is, so is his day, that it's mamish a secret. I said this years before, if you were to tap somebody in Meron, in the Ma'ara, crying, mamish is being mekayim the inyan 100%, and you were to say to him, in that moment, what are you doing here? He probably said, you have no idea. No idea. Kimat, if you were to stop anybody on the road, or why are you going to Rav Shimon? Why are you going? Nobody would know why they're going. Because the Maitza makes no sense. Why are you going to visit a kever? And you're making a whole big simch about it? The Chaim Sofer himself declares, what's the whole idea of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? What is this? Anybody who would stop and think for a second, what is going on? Making bonfires, the whole thing is just a sight. It's mamash secret. But this is the chelik of Shimon Bar Yochai. He revealed secrets. And a real secret is something that it's when it's revealed, it's still not revealed. You could talk about the inyan of Shimon all you want. At the end of the day, it's still a secret. And the reason why that is because this light of Shimon Bar Yochai is not just stame or. It's not just a regular light. We speak about the Eish of Rajbi, the Or of Rajbi. Not a regular light. It has a Shaychus of the Or HaGonus. To the hidden light. To the light of which the Zohar Kaddish says that even after Kaddish Baruch Hu saw that it wasn't Kedai for the Rishayim to have it, that he was Magnus the Or, he buried the Or for Tzadikim Lasalavai. So the Zohar says, even after Kaddish Baruch Hu was buried that light, it's still Mekayim the world. Nothing can exist without that light. So in one sense, it's like buried and it's concealed from us, but it's still revealed to us. It's concealed enough so that the Rishayim can't get their hands on it. But it's revealed enough so the Tzaddikim can find it. I mean, Chazal say for the Tzaddikim, La Asalava, it doesn't mean La Asalava Mamish. It means for the Tzaddikim who live in a matzav of La Asalava. That they connect themselves to the light to have an existence which is higher than the current existence. To those who live La Asalava Dik, the light is revealed to them. That's Reb Shimon. And that's Reb Shimon and his Chavrai. And the Chavrai of Reb Shimon is much, much more than just the Talmidim which were sitting around him. It means anybody who was a Shaykh is to Reb Shimon and to that light, that's called the Chavrai of Reb Shimon. The Bnei Aliyah. Those who are amongst the Bnei Aliyah, as Reb Shimon himself says in the Gemara, Ra'isi Bnei Aliyah u'matinhein, that I looked at the Bnei Aliyah and the very little. But those very little Bnei Aliyah, l'chol adoris, or those who have a kesher to the Bnei Aliyah, l'chol adoris, that's the Chavrai of Reb Shimon, and they have a Shaykhis to that or. What's interesting is that even after Reb Shimon, that he took this Or HaGonos, and it was buried for tzaddikim, and then Reb Shimon, he revealed that light. He revealed that light of the Or HaGonos. Primarily because what we call a real Rasha doesn't really exist anymore. Not really so afraid of the Rishayim or the Alter Rishayim. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Rishayim, a grace of Rishayim like there were in previous times. So now it's more, we have to be more careful to reveal that light than to conceal that light. But even Reb Shimon, when he revealed that light, when he was given Rishus to Reb Shimon to reveal that light, he revealed it in a way that he revealed it, but it's still concealed. Because even if you open up the Sefer Zohar Kaddish and you make a Kabbalah Institute, this is not Kabbalah. This is not real light. You could talk about it from today till tomorrow, but it's the Nakuda of what the Inyan of the Zohar Kaddish is and the Pnimiyas Torah really is all about. That's still concealed. Rav Shimon, on the day that he died, which is the day which he revealed primarily the secrets of Torah to Chol Olam, which is one of the reasons why the day of Rav Shimon, this day of Lag BaOmer, is such a great day. It's not a tainus, it's a hilula. Hilula is Lashon of Or. That he revealed this light, that in his death he revealed that light. And in a way, he was Meister Nefesh, he gave up his life to reveal this light. He says about the revelation of this light on the day that he dies, when he says, I have no choice, he says, Vai galena, vai ilai galena. Woe is to me if I reveal this light, but woe is to me if I don't reveal this light. He was in a catch 22. Do I reveal it? Vai. If I don't reveal it, vai. So what did Reb Shimon do? He revealed it, then he didn't reveal it. That's what he did. Because each one by itself is a vai. Woe to me. Woe to me if I reveal. Woe if I don't. So Mela, if you go one way, it's going to hurt you the other way. And the chen lahapech. So how do you what do you do? You have to be yotzi yedei shteihem. If you can reveal it and also not reveal it, then it's not a vai. And that's exactly what he did. That in the same way, when it was concealed, it was giving life to the world, because it was hidden and buried in a way, but it was still a little bit yet revealed enough so that something could be nana from it, that the world could be niskayim from it. So when he took it out of its burial place, and he revealed that light, he revealed it in a way that it would still be buried. Only the tzaddik and Allah salavik can have a shaykh to that. And those who are attached to tzaddikim, who are from amongst the chavaya, it could be that before he revealed it, it was only for tzaddikim, because it was buried, and only a tzaddik can find it. But after he revealed it, it allowed that anybody who's dovek to the tzaddik can also have it too. That even the chavaya can have a shaykhis to it. But that's not for now to get into it. Let's speak a little bit about this light. We know that this light was revealed in a time in history post Churban Beis HaMikdash. That after the Churban Beis Sheni, that's when Reb Shimon revealed this light. The Indian is because the Zohar Kaddish itself says, "Les nahayra ela migoy chasheicha," that real light only comes from within the darkness. As the Pasuk says, "Haholchem b'chayshech ro or gadol," that although there's or in this chayshech, the real or, which is called the or gadol, is buried within the chayshech. So after the greatest chayshech in history, which is Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, along came Reb Shimon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zohar Kaddish says that Hashem had Reb Shimon before him from Sheshes and Bereshis. That he was mitzavet to the time that he would reveal this neshama, who would reveal this light. And after the destruction of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, came along the neshama of Shimon, and he revealed this light, Leis Nehara Elam Migoy Chasheicha. And the emes is that the light of this Reb Shimon is greater than the Beis HaMikdash Rishon V'Sheni. Because this or was not nisgalim in the Beis Rishon, the Beis Sheni. There was a Beis HaMikdash, there was Nevuah, there were great tzaddikim, but this or was not nisgalim. So greater was the revelation of Reb Shimon. I know this sounds like a chiddush, but greater and more chavlu than the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the light of Reb Shimon than the Beis Rishon and the Beis Sheni. And this is really the ma'ila, without going into this barichos, that the later dairis have in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even more than the dairis of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Because there's a klal in Pnimis HaTorah, of which the Mekubalim say, this is the Nekuda of Pnimis HaTorah Mamash. What's called Hispaschus HaDairis, that every generation which goes on, it doesn't get later, his Katnas HaDairis is only in Niglas HaTorah. But in Pnimis HaTorah, there's a revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the world and every succeeding generation is bringing us closer and closer to the Oros HaMashiach. It may be going farther away from Sinai, but it's coming closer to the Oros HaMashiach. And that revelation of the light of Reb Shimon is the big crack that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made into the world into revealing ultimately the light of Oros HaMashiach. It's called a psicha, that he opened up the world to this light in a way which was never seen before. In fact, the Zohar Kodesh says numerous times that the door of Reb Shimon, there was never a door like it. The door of Reb Shimon, everybody was a tzaddik, a chassid, yerechet, and the shechina reshoi b'neihem. Madaleis b'dor nachrana, which was not like in any other previous generation. And the Zohar says, Zaka, Dor, Reb Shimon, Shai, B'Gavai, woe, great is the generation of Shimon dwells in it. Zaka, Inun, the Kaiman, Kami, Kol Yoyma. Lucky are those that they sit in front of Reb Shimon all day long. Lo Yehei, Dor, Kidor, Dor, there won't be a generation like this. Ador, De Yesim, Ak, the Mashiach. The Zohar says that the Tinoikos, they were filled with Chachma, that even amongst the Harim, there was Chachma amongst the Harim in the times of Reb Shimon. The Tziporim would speak Chachma. It wasn't a generation like this. That the generation of Shem is greater than the door of the Beis HaMikdash. Because he revealed this light. And this light was not present in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. It's very similar to that which Chazal say about David HaMelech. That Hashem says to David in Tehillim, Toiv Yoim V'chatzeirecha Me'olef. That greater is one day, Chazal interpret this to mean, greater is one day of Torah by you than the thousand korbanos that Shlomo would build in the Beis HaMikdash, would make in the Beis HaMikdash. That means that even though Shlomo would build the Beis HaMikdash and he would bring karbanas, Hashem says, I don't want you, David HaMelech, to do that. You know why? Because you learning Torah is greater than a Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because Toiv Yoin. Because you have the Torah, which is called Toiv. You have the Or HaGanas, which is called Toiv. That David HaMelech was mishtamish with that Or HaGanas, which Reb Shimon had. He couldn't reveal it. He wasn't given Rishus for David to reveal that light. So it was buried. And Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. But that Or that David HaMelech had was given Rishus to Reb Shimon to reveal that light.
Is it buried in Tehillim?
It's buried in Torah. Hashem Tov HaKadosh says that the Or HaGanas is buried in Torah. Tehillim is part of Torah. Yes, therefore, anybody who learns Simcha V'Shaych to the light, David HaMelech is buried in Tehillim. You can find the light in Tehillim, certainly. One of the milas that David HaMelech did is that he extended that light, that not only can you find it in Torah, but you can find it in Tehillim also. But that light, Toiv Yem Mechatzirecha Me'olef, that's the light of Reb Shimon, which was given Rishus to Reb Shimon to reveal to the whole world. We see this from creation itself. Because the very first thing which was created in creation was Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, let there be light. And immediately afterwards is Vayehi Or, Vay means Hashem had to bury that light. Woe to me, like we spoke about before, that there's a woe that Hashem had to bury that light, but it's still being Mekayim the whole world, that nothing else in creation could have been created if not for the light being created first. And the Reishis is always more on the Tachlis. We know, by the way, the Reishis stands for the Oisios Tana Eloki Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's what the Igor Dekala says, amongst many hundreds of other things that he says it stands for, the word Reishis. But it's Bihiskalus, Tana Elekir Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Rashi Tevas Bereishis. that Hashem saw the neshama of Reb Shimon, and like we say in the capital, which we say by Yochanim Shachta Shrecha, Nase Adam Nemar Bavurecha, that you are the Adam which I had in mind. What does that mean? You're the Adam which I had in mind. The answer is that Hashem created the light from the first day of creation, Mayomer Elokim Hi Or, and He buried it for Tzadikim. Who did He bury it for? Reb Shimon. And the last thing which is created in creation was Adam HaRishon. Because the Acharis always means Tachlis as well. Reishis means Tachlis, and Acharis means Tachlis. So therefore, if you take the Or, which is the first creation, and you take the Adam, which was last creation, you know what you need to do, Chevra? You have to combine the Acharis and the Reishis. Hengel Alti Yisrem, Acharis Kireishis. When you bring the Acharis and the Reishis together, that's the Tachlis of all creation. To Mimiyachid, the Rishon and the Acharon. So when you're miyachi, the Rishon of the Achor, know what you have? An Adam of Or. A man of light. Like we find by Rabbi Meir, who was also from the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, that it said in his Torah, Katnas Or with an Aleph. Not Katnas Or with an Ayin. That he took the Choshech of the flesh and he turned it into light. This is what it meant to be from the Chavar Rabbi Akiva. That he taught them how to turn Choshech into Or. And that's exactly what Lag BaOmer is. It takes the disaster, the catastrophe of Mises Talmid Rabbi Akiva, and it turns it into light. But this Nasa Adam Bavarecha, the real Adam that Hashem had in mind in creation, this was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So the whole world was created in a certain sense for this Adam, which is called Reb Shimon. And he revealed this light to the rest of Klal Yisrael, that they should also be able to reach that Daga of Nasa Adam Bavarecha. You know that there's a remez of Yekiva in the Sefer Or Zeruah on the Akhtama. He says, Or Zeruah LaTzadik VeLiYishri Leiv Simcha. Because the Sofei Tevos is Akiva. Because Yekiva has a Shaykhis to the Or Zeruah LaTzadik. That you notice that the plant light. Like the Zohar Kodesh says about this light of the Or HaGonas, like we said before, that Hashem planted this light like a seed in the ground, that it should sprout out in coming generations. The lashon is El Mali is ganez mikol v'chol. If not for the fact, if this light had been buried completely, like kaim alma filo riga, the world wouldn't be able to exist even for a moment. Ela iskin is v'izdara. Hashem buried it in the ground like a seed. Kehai Zara. And something which is like a seed, it sprouts. And every generation, the seed is sprouting and sprouting. Reb Shimon is called in the Zohar Kodesh many times, it's called the Ilan. It's called the tree. And the Talmidim and the Torahs are like his leaves, and they're like the branches of Reb Shimon. He is the Ilan of the seed that Hashem planted in the ground. If you take Zeruah LaTzadik, it's Gematria 5:11. But the Koilo is Gematria Rajbi. Rajbi is 5:12. So therefore, or this light, Zeruah LaTzadik, it was planted for the Tzadik. Which Tzadik? The Gematria tells you. Rajbi. So really, you can add the Koilo because the Zayar says, or Do Aleph. That the light itself is called an Aleph. So therefore, if you take or, which is an Aleph, Zeruah LaTzadik plus 5:11 and Mamash equals 5:12 Rajmi. Because the Zayah says Tzadik is Soid Oilam Da'or. It's the Tzadik of the generation, this is the light. La Yishrei Leiv Simcha. Yishrei Leiv is the Oisiyas Li Rajbi. Right? Rajbi belongs to me. That's like Rabbi Kiva speaking here. The Or Zeruah LaTzadik, this is Rajbi. Yishrei Leiv is Oisiyais Li Rajbi. And for that, that's Simcha. Because the Simcha which Rabbi Shimon brought to the light, to the world, which is this light, or Tzadikim Yismach, this light of creation. This is the Simcha that Rabbi Kiva has, that he was Maimed Atama like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So we find many references in Bar Yochai, Nimshach Tashrecha. Rabbi Shimon is called the Or. First of all, Nimshach Tashrecha, Shemin. Shemin always brings light. It's called Beitzina de Kadisha. It's called the candle. The candle has shemen, but every candle has to give light. The Zohar says that he gives light like a candle to many, many candles in the world. It says in that pizmon, it says, Or mufla, or hayakoid im hyogdim. At kruv mimshach zivayrecha, or mufla, rumala, ya reisa milahavit kiravla. Who can even look at this light that you are, b'shim mayecha? It wasn't just an Adam. He was the Nasa Adam Ebavorecha. He was an Adam with the Or. He was Miyachid the Rashis and the Achis, which means the fulfillment of the purpose of creation, that the Adam should be Misatzim with that Or, Yichud of Hashem. This is Rip Shimon. And he revealed that light in the world, that everybody should be able to be Zayecha to that, that everybody can make themselves into Rip Shimon. So coming to Rip Shimon, he's never even died yet. We can't even speak about this. So many tapas about Rip Shimon. But coming to Rip Shimon, it's like Aliyah LaRegel. But Reb Shimon, he's the boss. He's mamish the boss. Zoya says, Leroy says, Pnei Adon Hashem, Adon da Rajbi. That he's called the Adon. You know what an Adon is? Somebody who runs, who's the master. The Zoya says, Malkech. Ashrei Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chayrin. The Zoya dashes in that post, what does it mean? Ashrei Melech, Ashrei Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chayrin. It says, lucky is the one who can reveal secrets of Torah and not have to fear. He was able to reveal secrets to Tyre without any fear whatsoever. What would happen to him? He says, Malkeich Dor Rajbi. He's the Melech. You know what a Melech is? That he runs the nation. HaMoylech Amo BaMidbar. Moylech is a Lashon Melech, that you guide, that you carry into the Midbar. That's what the Zohar says about Reb Shimon. It says, Reb Shimon, Nehiru the Baitzina, the great candle. Nehiru the Almin, that you light up the world. Ant Bali Ba'afra, you may be in the ground. However, Ant Kayim, you are alive. Vinoha Galma, you run this world. The Reb Shimon and his light are bringing the world to its perfection. It's bringing its world to this tachlis, which is that every single Jew should be Nasa Adam Ebavarecha. Every Jew should be that Adam who is Mesachid with that Or. He's Manhig the world. That's why it has to do with the world of Minhag. Minhag is a lashon to be Menaheg, to guide. That in secretly Reb Shimon is guiding the world to its perfection. Although it seems like it's crazy, we look outside and we see nothing like that. But the more that a person delves into Pnimis HaTorah, the more he starts to realize that yes, this is exactly what the Tachlis is all about. I can see within this world exactly how this is Mekosher with the Tachlis. But you need Reb Shimon to be able to see that, otherwise it's a Soid. It's called an Or. A Soid is always an Or. But slowly but surely with that light, a little bit more revealed, a little bit more revealed, like the Zohar Kaddish says, Bar Nashtis Yahi B'chashaycha, when a person sits in darkness, V'diyur Hava B'chashaycha, and you've been sitting in darkness for so many years, Tadir, Kad Yivu Ne'an Harale, when you want a light for him, Bayan Les Paschale Nahayra's ear, you have to make for him a little bit of light. Ke'ena Demachta, like the eye of a needle, or Lebasar, and afterwards, Rav Minei Vradim B'chol Zimna Adihar, and they called Maharukah the Koyos. Then you do a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, so that for all the tzaddikim after Reb Shimon, especially the Arizal, the Vashem Tav HaKadosh, that they came a little bit after, was a little bit more light, a little bit more light, a little bit more light, because we were sitting in darkness, Klai Yisrael, for so many years, even in the times of the Mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash was like a Choshech, comparison to what Reb Shimon revealed. I want to share one machshava, which has to do, in fact, with what we said before, HaMoylech Amo BaMidbar. Just a machshava about Reb Shimon. What we spoke about till now was more b'chlolius, about the Indian of Reb Shimon, the Or of Reb Shimon, the Soid of Reb Shimon, the Maile of Reb Shimon over previous generations, what it means, Nasa Adam, the Or and the Adam. But just a machshava b'alma, in terms of Reb Shimon, in a more pratiistic way. Zekah the Shazab Reb Shimon, Bishait the Pasach Lepume, when he would open up his mouth, Lemishri Lamali Beraisa, to speak words of Torah, the Yaisinle Kol Karsavan Vachor Rikim Vachor Rasichin. All the Kisis, all the Malachim, all the Rikim, all the Merkavas, they would all come and listen to the words of Reb Shimon. The whole world was infatuated with the Torah of Shimon. That even in Shemayim, when he would reveal Torah, they would come down because they saw by him Giluyim and Torah, which even in Shemayim there wasn't. The whole Masifta Durakiya wanted to know Rabbi Shimon would be Mechadish. He had a Shaychet to that Or, which is called the Or buried within Torah, from where all Chidush of Torah come from, where new revelations, new Chidush, that he made that which was current in Torah become old. It was a Me'ein of the Torah Chadash and Mititetzi, a Me'ein of the Oryo Shem Mashiach. Mashiach will use this light to reveal another Madrega in Torah, a continuation of this Mahalach that was prepared by Rabbi Shimon. This idea that the whole world is interested in listening to the words of Torah, we find as well this inyan in a few places, but primarily by Sinai. That when Hashem gave Torah in Sinai and he said, Anei Hashem Aleikecha, the whole world was silent and listened to the words of Anei Hashem Aleikecha. We find something very fascinating by Shimon, which indicates something which is very unique and very interesting. The Zohar Kaddish says in Chelikim Rish Mimal Ham Bebeis, El Mole Lois Masa Raisa Betura de Sinai. If not for the fact that Torah was given Har Sinai, El the Omer Kuchabrihu Habar Yachai Raisa Vesishin Dili, but that Hashem would just say, Reb Shimon, he is my Torah, Dayil Alma, it would be enough for the world. Such a mamash apella. If the Torah was not given on Sinai, and Hashem just had Reb Shimon in his Torah, Hashem says that would be enough. I don't understand that. What does it mean also that would be enough for me? Furthermore, we find other interesting mamar. The Zohar says elsewhere, Baitzin Kadisha, the great candle, the holy candle of Reb Shimon. Pumach vadai pumach ihu Sinai. Vadai, for sure, your mouth is Sinai. Zayin havalim denachem ipumach, the seven koilos which come out from your mouth, shchinta shari alayhi, the shchina shari on it. Reb Shimon, your mouth is Sinai. We find also, Zohar Kodesh says, Boitzina kadisha de pumadilachi yumamal ravim daraisam, Reb Shimon, the holy candle, your mouth speaks amazing words of Torah. Me name is Dazin Yelam Satan. The upper ones and the lower ones, they tremble from you. Upuma dilach itmarba, and it said about your mouth, the Har Sinai Oshan. That Har Sinai is smoking. It's a pasuk by Kabbalah Satar. The mouth of Reb Shimon is Har Sinai. Now what's fascinating, my boy Sai, is that the mouth of Reb Shimon is Har Sinai. It doesn't say that the mouth of Reb Shimon is the mouth of the Shekhinah. Doesn't say that the mouth of Reb Shimon is the mouth of Moshe. It does make a comparison to Moshe. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu on the pasuk of the Sfarim Darshanis, maybe it's with the Arizal himself, I don't remember. It says, Alisa la Mayram Shavisa Shevi. You went up to Mayram, Shavisa Shevi. And you brought down Shevi, is Rosh Tevas, Shimon Bar Yochai. That Moshe, he went up to Har Sinai and he plucked out the Neshama Reb Shimon and brought it down to this world. As if to say that Reb Shimon is an extension of the revelation of Sinai. Is an extension of the revelation of Torah. The Moshe Rabbeinu revealed the Niglas HaTorah, Reb Shimon was given the authority, and the Rishos to reveal the Pnimis HaTorah. The Zohar in fact says about Moshe and his relationship to Reb Shimon, Shivcha Dilei, your praises Reb Shimon, Miyachal LaMekam Bei, who can stand up, who can attest to them, Milav Kamoshe, is he not like Moshe? Is Reb Shimon not like Moshe? But what's interesting is that there's a shaychus between Reb Shimon and Sinai, which suggests, Rabbi Isai, that if we say Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai, means to say that Moshe received Torah from Reb Shimon. When he went up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, he saw Reb Shimon there. Reb Shimon was in the Marum; he was in the highest places. Reb Shimon. As if almost to say, if kivyachol we could say, that Moshe receives Torah from who? From Reb Shimon. From Sinai. Because Sinai is Reb Shimon. That's where Torah comes from. Torah comes from Sinai. And Moshe received Torah from there. That's why his name is Shimon. Shimon is called, it says in the Zohar that Hashem named him Shimon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kari Lishmai. Hashem gave him his name Shimon. What's so big about the name Shimon after all? Hashem chose this name for Shimon. The Teretz is that who was the first Shimon? Shimon ben Yaakov. Why was he called Shimon? Because Leah said, Ki snua anaychi. Because I'm despised. Snua is a Lashon Sinai. The Gemara says, why is it called Sinai? Because Yar the sin ala ilam. Because the world, it came down into the world, Sinah, to the Ummah's Ilam. So Shimon is called Sinah, and Sinai is called Sinah. Ki snua anaychi. Anaychi is a revelation, is a reference to what? Anaychi Shem Alokecha, which is given on Sinai. And that's actually, in fact, we can understand pshat. Why do we say mamash one of the biggest puzzles in the entire Agada? Ilu kivana lifni ha Sinai veloy nasalanu es haTaira dayenu. What does that mean? Had you brought us before Ha Sinai and not given us the Torah? What do you mean, bring us before Ha Sinai, not give us the Torah? What good would that have been? What the teretz is that you have to know who's saying this. Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi is considered to be. He's considered to be the Shomer on all sides of satire. The constant interaction between Eliyahu Navi and Reb Shimon, Eliyahu is considered to be the apotropos for sides of satire in the world. Gilui Eliyahu. That the whole shevil of the revelations of Pnimiyus Satire, they come through Eliyahu. That's why when Hashem told Moshe he's going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, he says, Shlach Nobi Atishlach. The Targum of Yonasan says, you send Eliyahu Novi. Why are you sending me? Really, Moshe wanted to come with Eliyahu, because Moshe was supposed to reveal the Nigla Satara, and Eliyahu was supposed to reveal the Pnimia Satara. But Eliyahu Novi is the author of the Agada. We don't have to get into that now. You can listen to that. We have that shirim from years ago. Who wrote the Agada? Eliyahu is the author of the Agada, says Rabbunim. So Eliyahu is saying here, Ilu kivana lefni ha-sinai, v'leina selena satayra, he's referring to the words in the Zayach Kaddish which we said before. What did we say before? Elmol eleis masa reise betur di sinai. Had the Torah not been given on ha-sinai, ela da omar kuchabi gaho bayochaya reise v'sizim adib. Here is my Reb Shimon, here is his Sisrei Torah. What does it conclude? Da'i la'alma. What does da'i la'alma refer to? Dayenu. Dayenu. It's mamish as if it says, "Ilu kivana lifni ha'sinai v'leina selena satayra dayenu." This zayir is pshat in that, because Reb Shimon is Sinai, and if you brought us Reb Shimon and not given us the Torah, that would have been enough, because the tachas of creation is buried in that light, and that light is buried within the Torah. That in the same way that Torah, that this light of Reb Shimon is buried within the Torah, that the same thing is saying that Reb Shimon is buried in Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe gave us the Niglas Torah, and in that Niglas Torah is buried the light of Reb Shimon. That's where the Or is buried. So deeper, Moshe Rabbeinu, like he received Torah from Sinai, it's like he went into Reb Shimon and took out the Torah, the Pnimiyus HaTorah. That's called Nishmas HaDoraisa. It says also in Zayir, it says that Reb Shimon made a tefillah. By Tzina Kadisha Pasach V'yamar, he opened up in his mouth and he said, Ribbon Alma Yehei Rav Adilach L'Kaima Bi. That it should be your ratzon to be mekayim upon me, the pasuk which says, "Vanoichi ehaya impicha." That anoichi, that I should be with your mouth. First of all, anoichi impicha means that anoichi should be in your mouth, which means anoichi l'shem alokacha, which came forth from Sinai. But here we see a remez, ehaya im, is gematria Sinai. That Sinai is in the mouth of Reb Shimon. You're almost there.
Huh?
Yeah.
Long?
Okay, we're almost. Okay, we're finishing. We got 2 minutes. To be makatzer, as you heard, but we'll just be messiah with a couple more amazim. That we know that Sinai is the place where Hashem first appeared to Moshe by the sneh, and in that sneh was the Eish. That Eish in the sneh is Bechin Reb Shimon. That's why Madua lo yivar hasneh. Moshe says, Madua lo yivar hasneh. Why is the sneh not burning? Which is a reference to the Pnimiyus HaTorah as Gematria Shimon ben Yochai. That he's the fire on the sneh on Har Sinai. Gematria 553. And it says, Vayal Moshe al Hahar. Moshe went up to Har Sinai, which is the place he's going to receive Torah from. That's the Gematria Shimon ben Yochai. Because Sinai is a place that Moshe went to, the Heini Reb Shimon, to receive Torah. And in fact, we see on Friday night, we know that the Torah was given on Shabbos. That's why Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos. That's why I'm thinking about this Ramis. It says, L'chun Rana L'Hashem, which is how we begin Shabbos, is Gematria Shimon. Shimon. Naria, which is the next word, is Gematria Har Sinai. Niranana is Gematria Sfira. So therefore you have here a reference to the whole thing. L'chun Rana L'Hashem, which is on Shabbos, which is Shimon Bar Yochai. That's Shimon. Naria is Har Sinai, because Shimon is Har Sinai. That you go into Shabbos with Reb Shimon. So many people have the minhag Friday night to speak about Reb Shimon. They sing the Zemer, Bar Yochai L'mshach Tashrach on Friday night. But I'll just tell you that this Eish, which we said before, of a Har Sinai Ashan, that's Reb Shimon. We said about Reb Shimon, he's called Har Sinai Ashan. Madul La'ivar Asneh, that Eish on Har Sinai, which is the Eish of Reb Shimon, which is on Har Sinai. This is the Eish and the Amud Ha'anan, which led the Yidden into the Midbar to come to Har Sinai. This Eish, which led the Amud Ha'esh, which brought the Yidden to Har Sinai, that's not a separate Eish than the one on Har Sinai. Thus is the Eish of Har Sinai. Reb Shimon is that Eish. In the same way that that Eish was guiding the Yidden in the Midbar, it's guiding us throughout all generations. Like we said before, that he's the Manigla Alma. He guides us with that Eish, that it's that Eish, which is that Or, which comes from that Eish, which is the Eish of Rashbi, the Eish of Miron. The Or, which represents not just the fact that the revelation of the Tachlis of the world, but that when every time we come to that Eish, into that Or on Reb Shimon, by Meron, wherever one is, and he looks at that light, and looks at that Or, this is the Or of the Or HaGonah, the Me'ein of that, which is being Manhig La'alma, which is leading us like the Amud HaEish in the Midbar, which is guiding us to our destination. The Rahoylich La'ayr, that's why it says in the Gemara in Shabbos that the Ner Maravi is like the Or, the Gemara in Shabbos is Marami, is that the Ner Maravi is what guides us, brings us, that Hashem led the Yidden in the Midbar with that Ner Maravi. And Reb Shimon is called the Ner Maravi. And he's bringing us towards that Tachlis. We should be Zeicha to see a little bit more of an understanding what it means, this Or, with this side. Hashem should help us. We should be Zeicha to this Bracha Vanechia and Picha, to be Zeicha to Mekabel Torah Mesina, to be Eskoyel Tzedek, and have a Amen.